Guys, it's been for Liverpool here. They took Real Madrid to the cleaners at times. You know, brilliant. First half, Courtois made some great saves. In the second half, great play by Conor Bradley. Lovely pass into the path of Alexis McAllister. Top end, lovely touch. What a finish beyond the reach of the keeper. In the first half, Conor Bradley with a world-class tackle, I have to say, on Mbappe, which got the crowd really going. The crowd was special tonight. And then after, Kelleher made a great penalty save to deny Kylian Mbappe. What a save. Stretching to his left to save it. Salah missed the penalty. And then Andy Robertson setting up Cody Gakpo. A wonderful goal. A wonderful night. Liverpool 2, Real Madrid 0.
Steve Hunter summing up an incredible night under the lights at Anfield, as Liverpool recorded a 2-0 victory over Real Madrid to remain undefeated and top of the table in the Champions League phase. I'm Mark Benstead and you're listening to The Reaction. Coming up in this podcast, we'll hear from Arne Slot and Andy Robertson, as well as former Reds Phil Thompson and Jay Spearing, who joined me for LFC TV's post-match show. And that's where we head first. What a night it has been, what a performance it's been, and the results keep on coming. Tom, was that a deserved win for Liverpool this evening?
It was payback in a big way, and it's making a lot of it, because I know Aldo was saying about revenge, things like that. Payback, we needed that, and we've deserved that. I thought it was a well-deserved victory, and it shows the level what this team is actually playing at the moment. It's of a high level, which is... Because don't get me wrong, Madrid has not come here to just sort of... They needed something from the game. That's why it was so important. So it was out of the top draw, this game. It was a fantastic performance with great performances right throughout the team.
Yeah, through the course of this season, people are sort of asking questions about how good this Liverpool side are, and sort of maybe questioning, oh, they're not that good, they've not done this much, they've not played anyone of note. But then weeks go by, the results keep on coming, and the scalps get bigger. I don't think anyone can doubt this Liverpool side. Now, they're actually turning into a pretty formidable unit to beat Real Madrid, as they have done this evening. It's going to be such a commanding position, both domestically and in Europe. It takes some doing.
For me, I think a big word you use is unit. I think that the team is one solid unit throughout. I think if you look back at last season, we were always renowned for being that team that fell behind first and was always trying to have to score two or three to get ourselves back into a game. For me, I just look at a team that we've got a solid foundation, real solid. People can't break us down. We're staying in games, we're controlling games a lot more. Our goalkeepers, Alisson and obviously Cuive, are having less to do. They're obviously making less saves, but still being playing big parts in the game. But going forward, we're electric. We can go forward and score goals, create loads of chances. And I think we caused Real Madrid problems throughout tonight, and a thoroughly deserved win, exactly like Phil said.
We'll delve into the full Champions League table in more detail later in the show, but let's just show you exactly where Liverpool sit at the moment. I'll give you a clue at the top. 5 wins out of 5 so far. It could not have gone any better. I think when this season's European games got underway, given there was a new format, given we'd had change in the summer, we were a little bit uncertain about what lay ahead. But just look at that, Tom, the position we find ourselves in, not that far away from being guaranteed a place in the knockout stages.
It is what we've said. We've thought that 5 games, 5 wins would sort of guarantee you. But you look at the teams that are there, and you look at the teams who are floundering. You know, we'll come on to it, and we'll probably see where Real Madrid are, where Manchester City are. That is exceptional. And we thoroughly deserve to be there, the performance-wise. And it's getting better all the time. I think to a lot of people that we've not really got out of second gear yet. That's how good we've been. Tonight, we were up there. We were pushing on fourth gear. Tonight, we played an exceptional game. We deserve to be there. Playing all those games the way we have, the 4 previous, have been absolutely terrific.
Real Madrid dispatched tonight, of course, worth pointing out, we swept aside the German champions in the last match here. So this is a team that is really starting to click. Great position to be in. We'll look at the table in more detail through the course of the show. Let's delve into the performance and some of the individual showings. Conor Bradley is the person I'm going to pick out first and foremost.
Wow.
How impressed were you with what we got from him tonight? Because pretty much every aspect of the game, tick, 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 tick.
every single bit of it. I thought he was outstanding. I thought he was probably our best player. You know, like you said, there was a hell of a lot of individual performances, but as a team collective as well, they were brilliant. But for me, I thought Connor was outstanding. Everything, his passing, his overlapping Mo, his underlapping, his tackling, clearly from obviously that the crowd going in the first half, his running forward, his imagination. I think he grew into the game as it got more and more, and you know, he deserved it to stand an ovation. Obviously, we're hoping that there's nothing too serious with the injury he's come off with, and he's available for Saturday. But it shows, for me, it shows the professionalism of the lad. You know, he's had to sit behind one of the best fullbacks in the world in Trent Alexander-Arnold. He's had to bide his time. You know, he went on loan to Bolton, done unbelievably well. He come back, he's waited patiently to get an opportunity. For me, every time he's had an opportunity, he's been outstanding. He's come in, he's filled a spot, he's got the crowd going, the crowd absolutely love him. He's been brilliant, and you know, and he deserves all the accolades he's getting at the minute. And now, fingers crossed, you know, obviously, gladly, I'm not the manager come the weekend, because it's going to be a real difficult decision on who he does pick going into the Man City game.
Yeah, look, there's moments in games, and we've said things here at Anfield, and there's other pundits, other ex-players who've made comments about certain things happen at Anfield which riles them. The tackle was just immense. The tackle was what every young person dreams of. Yes, we can talk about scoring goals or whatever, but they love somebody who's committed. They love somebody who makes a good tackle. You go back to the Tommy Smiths. That ignited the crowd again, took the crowd to another level. And things like that, Connor will realise that in his young career, how those things influence your game, how things influence other players, the fans. And that one moment was truly amazing. And he was terrific, everything that he'd done. But his positional play, Jay, you see him wandering. You know, we talk about it's inverted. He was going inside Mo Salah at times. It was just, there was so much to admire about him. And he plays with such humility. He plays and he realises that I'm lucky to be around here. But he's going like that. Let me show you how good I am. And I can't applaud him too much. He was playing against Real Madrid, for goodness sake, Mbappe.
Well, that tackle on Mbappe, I'm pretty certain will find its way into compilations through the course of the years. Now, that'll be a moment. Depending on whatever happens with his career, that will come up time and time again when we're drawn in games like this. But he had so many moments. There was that. He sets up the goal. He's linked up in the first goal. He also had a header that was brilliantly saved by Thibaut Courtois. Every part of the game he was involved in from right back. And on top of that, all his defensive performance. I helped out by Ibu Konate at times, worked as a great unit, was sensational.
The tackle reminded me of a Stevie G tackle. That's what it reminded me of. The crowd went to another level completely after that. It was unbelievable. The late run, we talked about his runs in between Mo and the striker Nunes. His late run for the headed chance. He's probably going to be thinking tomorrow, God, I wish I'd have scored that. That would have topped off an unbelievable performance.
A bit greedy, yeah.
He might as well be now, he can be. And then obviously, you know, the quick pass into McAllister to make the goal. Like you said, everything, he's ticked off absolutely every single box. He's put himself up there with one of probably the best performances in the Champions League in a long time as an overall package. And you know what, he can go home tonight and I'm sure he'll sleep nicely as well.
You're quite right, Mark. You know, I remember going back many years, but we still talk about it now. A tackle by Mark Lawrenson through, going towards the Anfield Road end, Eric Gates. I can still picture it now. And Eric Gates think, what am I going to do with it? And Mark Lawrenson just swept the ball from his feet. And he's going, where did that come from? And it's a moment which you can ask many fans of a certain age. Again, it was another one of those moments, and that's what Connor's tackle will have meant to so many people.
Yeah, and made so much more special, I think, by the fact that it wasn't just the tackle, and it's not just him being physical and going and challenging a great player. It's the fact he did everything else as well. Do you know what I mean? It's the overall. You said this lad's got some real quality on top of a great attitude and a great competitive edge.
Full package.
Yeah.
That's the boy's got. There's not a lot that he can't do.
Nah,
and it's you know, you're looking, and hopefully it's maybe because what he's doing, what we're all talking about, hopefully it's a bit of cramp. You know, it probably not looking that way, but let's hope, because like there would be a decision to be made. That's why he brought Joe Gomez on at the end, because he didn't want to be a cold Trent Alexander-Arnold coming on the last couple of minutes. That's, you know, you don't want that for him to break down. So it's a clever move by Arne. But Connor, let's just hope that he gives our manager a decision to make.
Conor, not the only academy graduate who held his own and then some tonight. I thought Curtis Jones at times showed his growing maturity within the game, the way he dealt with the ball, wanted the ball in that competitive midfield up against Modric. There was one point where he dropped the shoulder on Luka Modric and drove away from it. It was just fabulous.
Yeah, he, again, for me, you know, he had a fantastic pre-season. He really knuckled down, worked hard, got himself into the team, picked up an injury, you know, guttering for him to pick up an injury. But then he's come back, he's worked hard, he's batted his time again to get himself back into the team. And he's thought, you know what, no one's taking the shirt off me. And I think he's been game on game, he's been more of an influence going forward, defending. He's starting to bring more of a whole package for me. You know, everyone was looking at Curtis when he first broke through of an individual player with, you know, little bits of special moments of a pass or a goal or a little bit of a trick. For me now, he's bringing a whole different concept to his game. He's bringing, you know, running forward, running back, defending, playing as a double pivot, playing as a higher eight, finding the pockets to receive and go forward. He's bringing goals to his game, creativity, which we knew he always had. But yeah, I think he's getting better and better. And I think I mentioned it, before Phil jumps in, is like, I felt that, like, you know, he could be what he wants to be. He can really be, he can go to the highest level, like even higher level if he wants to. It's just down to what he wants to do.
If you have the trust in your ability, and what has been one of the great plus things under the Arne Slot regime has been players getting the ball in between the lines, turning quickly and going forward, cutting out 3, 4, maybe 5 people. And you need the Curtis Jones, what Curtis brings. And what he's learned is that what you do after that. And certainly in the box, you can't go near him because he's quick with his feet. But he's learning to get between the lines. And I think Arne is now, whether it was Szoboszlai, Gravenberg and McAllister, Curtis Jones is the man. And I think he brings, and McAllister was outstanding today. He was back to his best. And Gravenberg, my goodness, you know, we're looking at other players. We don't look, and he's been absolutely superb tonight. That area has gelled so much. That has been one of the biggest positives in this side.
Ryan Gravenberg got a lot of the early season sort of plaudits, but now it's almost like we just accept absolutely that he's going to play like that. And that's credit to him, because I don't think he's dropped below a kind of 7 or an 8 since he came into the team. And he's looking after the ball, the ability to play again tonight, having picked up an early booking, but still deal with that situation as a midfield player, which isn't easy to still challenge when you're on a booking. Again, he continues to be so consistent.
I think you can see the belief that the players have around him, in him as well. You know, that every single time the back four get the ball, they're looking for Ryan. Can we play to Ryan to then break through, you know, make a pass through the next line? His receiving to pull away from people is outstanding. He can roll people right, he can roll people left. His passes through the lines, round the corners. You know, he's become like a bit of a revelation. But I do agree in what you're saying. I think that people are now expecting these levels of a weekly basis, and he's living up to it. I think he's delivering week in, week out, and he's kind of half made that position of a number six, as you say, that single pivot his own. He's took it and he's gone, right, this is mine, I'm not losing it, I'm here to play. And that, for me, you can see the confidence in him, but the players around him.
Do you think that's him there to stay now? Because there was all the talk, obviously, of recruitment in the summer and looking to get someone who will play there. Do you think that desire will still be there, or do you think no, Ryan is set there, and regardless of whether they do bring someone in, do you think now people will see that as his best position in midfield, given how well he's done in these first, what, 13 games, 15 games, 18 games?
I would say, in my opinion, I think he's claimed it. I think he's took it. I think that the club, he's gone there and felt, you know what, obviously there was talk in the summer of people coming in and, you know, filling in the number six role, because McAllister filled in last season. Did we feel as if McAllister was better going forward? Yes. Ryan's obviously seen that the opportunity to play more game time, more regular game time under Arne, was to be a number six, and he's took it, and I think he's claimed it. I think the club now, obviously not speaking for the hierarchy above, but they could possibly look elsewhere. I think, no, Ryan's nailed it. He's took it. We've still got McAllister that can fall into it if Ryan doesn't play. You've probably got Curtis that can play in that. He went on the under-21s for England and played as a deep-line midfielder as well. So I do think there's a lot of options. But for me, I think he's took it.
And Dominic's come back into form. Last couple of games, he's started to look sort of more, and he smashes it with Hungary all the time in these international breaks. And you've just seen his last couple of weeks that's happening. So for Curtis to keep ahead of him, for Ryan to stay in that time. McAllister's back on form. This, you know, this team's, we've shown and we've gone, yeah, we've maybe not hit top form. Tonight we did it. Players in all positions. We're all wanting the ball. We were passing it against some of the best players, because I don't care what, how many injuries they had, this was still a top-class team.
Tom was saying we sort of hit top form tonight. Do you think there are more gears to come through this team? Because it's felt like we've got to this point in the season, winning all the games that we won, but it feels like a lot of the games, maybe it's just the style of the manager, we're a lot more calm and controlled, it's not as frantic, but at times it's felt like we've just kind of not maybe fully exerted ourselves. I don't know,
managed,
maybe
we've managed games.
That's maybe a great word for
managed
it.
Games.
I think there was an unbelievable control tonight. I think we control the game a lot more. It's probably the most I've seen us. I'd probably say in games before that we've controlled games in a steady way, but I felt that from the minute one to the end, it felt that we were in full control of everything. The passing, when we wanted to go forward with speed, the tempo of the game. I felt that we had the control of them trying to counter-attack against us when they were counter-attacking. I still felt that we were still under control. It was us that were able to get back and defend. Yeah, I'd say, I don't want to disagree with the legend that is Phil, but I still think there's more than... I think we were into third gear, but I still think we've got maybe four and five, maybe six to even go, even more so. If you know, that would be my
some
thing.
Car, yeah.
I was about to say, you tell me he spends money on the motor, yeah, that's it. That's the exciting thing, isn't it? Because, you know, you got to a position where you top of both tables, progressing in the first cup you've played as well. And there's still that feeling that maybe they could be let, you know, the reins could be let out a little bit at some point, and they can maybe really take it to a team.
All great teams have that, and that's, I got that great sense tonight that we've really turned up tonight. We've, a team like Real Madrid, we've proper done everything in all departments to control a game, to manage a game, to sort of move forward. And you just go, wow, this is not bad. So you can fluctuate, because, you know, people who go, oh, you're only playing against Leicester, or you're only playing, and, you know, you're not. That happens. That happens. We've been there. We've played in them. But then you've got it to go that extra gear, and you win games. People think back in my day, great. No, it wasn't. It was a lot of games we were hanging on, and we were just getting the result. But we knew what we were doing. And that's what this team is now showing us, what it possesses. And I do think, and I know I said we've got up there today, but I do think we've got another gear to go. We've done it tonight, and I think we can do it again on Sunday.
How important to have beaten Real Madrid? We've obviously beaten other big sides, competed well in Europe, but Madrid of late have been a struggle. Was it, you mentioned the stat in the build-up tonight, 7 of the last 8. Lost to them after that initial run of results against them in the first meetings. Is it significant to have that hurdle overcome, that monkey off the back? So if we do meet them in a final further down the line, there's no psychological element to things.
And I know those results, but the final in Paris, we played ever so well. That guy Courtois, who turned up again today, was absolutely the man of the match. He saved them from us winning maybe 3 or 4. So that was a great team. That was probably that team sort of coming to the top, and we should have got more out of it. And I look at it, it is a big Brucey bonus to beat these, and we needed to do it to show that we can take on these teams. I know it was at home, whether it's Leverkusen were at home, and it's one of the good things about this league formation. You don't have to go away. You don't have to worry about going to the Bernabeu. And the players are fully justified. They were absolutely top class today.
I'm Trent Alexander-Arnold.
I'm Joe Gomez.
I'm Curtis Jones. Get on this, Reds.
Save up to 25% in the LFC Retail Black Friday event, online and via the official store app now. Shop exclusive gifts for men, women and kids.
What a sale this is then.
The LFC Retail Black Friday event. Online at liverpoolfc.com/store and on the official LFC store app.
You'll never walk alone.
Let's just run through the standings in the league table now. We'll break it up for you because there are obviously effectively 4 sections at play. The most important one is the one that Liverpool find themselves in. It's the top 8. These sides progress straight through to the latter stages. The Reds, the only team in the Champions League this season with a 100% record. It's played 5, won 5. They are top of the pile. Arsenal also in the automatic promotion places as they have recovered in this competition and done well too. And there are some big names in those top 8 places. In the seeded 8 places in the table currently, there's Aston Villa on 10 points, one of a clutch of teams on 10, including a few in the top 8 section. And then at the bottom, AC Milan, of course, who Liverpool played earlier on this year. In the 8 unseeded places, it's Manchester City find themselves there on 8 points. Not going to plan for City. There is work to be done, as is the situation for Real Madrid, who we face tonight. They are bottom of those unseeded places. And in the bottom, that Paris Saint-Germain are the notable scalp in those bottom positions. They have real work to do. And some of the big sides in there, look at a team like RB Leipzig, we thought might be a bit more dangerous this year. They have struggled. But the rest of the teams down there are probably the sides you would have expected to be there or thereabouts, bar the odd exception. I think what we see from those tables, and just take a bit of time to go through because of the way it's set up now, is there's going to be a lot of moving and shaking in the fixtures that remain. It could very well go to the final match day, and a lot of teams could find themselves shifting quite dramatically where they ultimately end up.
Yeah, I think if you look at the tables, I think you're probably talking maybe 5 or 6 teams on 10. And obviously half of them are in the automatic on goal difference, and half of them out on obviously that on that side. And then there's a lot of teams on 9. So I think in the next 2-3 games, a lot of them are probably going to end up going, depending on obviously the fixtures and who they play, I think a lot of them will end up going down to the wire in the final game. But, you know, out of everything, we look at where we are. When we're sat happily at the top after 5 games, 15 points, and we just got to keep looking forward. And it's a good opportunity to obviously in the next round to go to Girona and hopefully finish it all off.
Well, effectively, we've played our most difficult games in theory. Absolutely. As well, which is the other beauty of this. It's not just played 5, won 5, and we've played a few of the weaker teams. We've actually played the better sides.
And RB Leipzig were no sort of pushovers, so we've got through our difficult ones. Just got to make sure. Let's win the one in Girona. Let's make sure we get that done. But it is proven more interesting. What I thought at the very start of this, when we spoke about it, was it good? I am sort of looking now beyond to sort of those last games. It's going to be quite a bun fight, and it could be sort of 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6 cracking games who all need points, or who all need 3 points and goal difference. So it's turned out maybe to be a little bit better than what I thought.
And the perfect thing is, hopefully by then we're qualified, we can just sit back with a cigar and watch it all unfold and watch other teams.
About.
Yeah,
well, that's threaten. What we said about it. We need, like, not looking and knowing how it or when. We said we've got to look after ourselves, make sure we get the required things, and then we can rest sort of players. That's what it's all about. But let's get to that point and then go, and let's watch everybody else having to fight for their... the minor places.
Yeah, it could be frantic. And I guess those teams will find themselves under more pressure as well, because you could find some really big sides miss out or find themselves unseeded, having to go through 2 extra rounds of fixtures. And although the people at the boardroom level might quite like that with a bit of extra money, a bit of gate receipts, the coaches won't like that pressure. They won't like the added games going into the calendar either. And we could find teams that we are up against in the title race in England having to play 2 extra games as well. So there's a knock-on effect.
There's a huge knock-on effect in all different leagues across Europe, and it's one of them where, you know, you want to finish in the top 8, you get the recovery. When they're playing in the midweek game for the knockout game, they're playing, they've played more than you, and then probably by the time the game comes round, they've probably played 3 or 4 more games before the knockout game comes. And then obviously the seeded, I think if we, they'll be home first, and they'll be going away as well against the top 8. So there's a big, huge factor to try and finish in that top 8 rather than going into the knockout stage.
Has this season, Tomo, thrown up some unexpected opportunities for us now? If we're being honest, when we got underway, I'm not saying unexpected, we always expect Liverpool to be involved in the conversation when it comes to silverware, but the position we've got into now that we can really start to say, you know what, let's see what's possible.
Mark, you look at everybody.
He's giving me a serious face. I've got to get in trouble now.
Serious, you look at everybody out there. Absolutely delighted. Did we think we would be in this place? Never mind the Champions League, in the Premier League. Did we think of it? No, we didn't. And it's the performances and what we've done. It's astonished us all. You know, here on LFC TV, we're like that going, you know, this is good. We weren't expecting this. And everybody's going home happy. They're all fist pumping us up here and they're all great. It's creating a wonderful atmosphere that only we can do. And it's great. And we feel that there's more to come. That's the great thing about it. And yeah, it might all unravel. We don't know, because Arne and the team have not gone through a difficult time. We've not had a... We've seen what's been happening for Man City, for goodness sake. But let's enjoy it the way it is. Let's keep our focus. Let's keep our humility. And obviously, let's just keep on going and keep on rattling up the points.
It's been good so far. The man that's masterminded it all is Arne Slot. We can hear from him now on what he made of tonight. He's speaking with Pete McDowell.
Well, boss, congratulations. Thoroughly dominant performance against the current holders of this trophy. How did it feel for you?
Yeah, very good. Because not always a dominant performance leads to a win against Real Madrid, because they can win in so many several ways. They can dominate themselves, but if they don't dominate, they 9 out of 10 times find another way to win it. And that's why it was so pleasing for us to see that, apart from being dominant, it also led to a win.
Patience sometimes, the key, it looked as though it was coming probably 35 minutes onwards, but you had to wait for the moment.
Yeah, I think we were still a bit impatient the first half, because every time, if they threatened us, which didn't happen a lot because we sprinted back really well, but it was always from us having a sloppy pass or we're forcing it too much. So that was also the message at halftime. Don't force it that much. Stay even more patient than you are now, because then gaps will open up. And then it always helps that you go 1-0 up. And that Grieve saves a penalty, of course.
Such balance about everything defensively, midfield was superb, clinical in moments when you needed to be as well.
Yeah, it's hardly impossible to name someone that stands out today, because if I look, like you just said, a goalkeeper was very important with saving a penalty. Last line kept a clean sheet again, were really dominant, had to play one of the best, maybe the best striker in the world with Mbappe. So and then a midfield had a dominant performance. Yeah, and our front three are always threatening every opponent.
The two that come off, do you know anything about it? Is it too early to tell whether they have problems?
Yeah, they have a problem. Otherwise, I wouldn't have taken them off. So both of them... No, I didn't took Ibu off, but he went off the pitch in a bit of pain. So, yeah, it's too early to say what it will be. But I prefer to see them going off the pitch in a different way, celebrating instead of having a bit of pain. But 3 days to go before we play City. And if they can play, we have other players that can do really well also.
Always pretty calm and collected, always pretty pragmatic, pretty half glass full as well. It's kind of a very similar interview he's given time and time. He's very measured in what he says, and you kind of go, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, and I think he just tells it how it is. And I think he's been incredible since he's come in. He's not changed, he's stuck to his way. Again, he reiterates a big thing in the squad. You know, he knows the squad that he's got. Everyone's there ready to go and to fight for each other, to work for each other. People can fill in if needed. I think, again, another big thing that you have to point out for him is that his substitutions, again, were perfect timing. You've got to mention Cody Gakpo. He's been swapping and changing with Diaz throughout the season. But every time he's come on, he's made a huge impact. And I've always felt that the managers know the right moment to bring him on. And again, he brought him on, made a huge impact, caused a lot of problems down the left-hand side, and obviously scored a goal. But yeah, the boss is always nice and calm.
He is, isn't he? Just have you feel nice and comfortable with it. He's not sort of, oh, how good were we? It's fantastic. And he's, no, we've got these injuries. What are we going to do? Well, it happens. That's what football's about. We've got other players who are all ready to come in. You know, we've got the others who are coming back, Harvey, and hopefully Diogo's not too far away. Trent is back. So, you know, it all, you get them, it changes with every week at times. And he'll deal with it, and that's what you have to do at the top level.
He's dealt with everything pretty comfortably so far. OK, that's the thoughts of the manager. What about the players then? Now, let's hear from Andy Robertson now, who's speaking with Pete.
Well, Robbo, congratulations. 5 out of 5. How did that performance feel for you tonight?
Yeah, pleasing. You know, I think we dominated the game. I think we played really well from start to finish. First half was really good, and then I think second half we stepped up even more. So then we got what we deserved in the goals, and you know, luckily kept a clean sheet. And yeah, I think everyone to a man was on top of their game today.
It felt like two quality teams in that first half. Who was going to give first? But you looked in control and just had to be patient, really.
Yeah, we dominated the ball in terms of possession and going forward. But, you know, they're always a threat on counter-attack with the pace they've got. And they caused us a couple of problems. But I think second half we managed to kind of shore that up a little bit. And like I says, once we got in front, then it was a completely different game. And, you know, we managed to keep our noses in front and managed to push on from there. And when you get the second, then, you know, I think we've seen out the game pretty well.
Connor has that great chance and then provides the assist. That's the life of a defender sometimes.
Yeah, of course it is. You know, I thought he was excellent today. You know, had to be patient this season, and you know, obviously a big game for him today, and you know, he steps up to the big occasion. So, you know, I thought he was different class today. You know, hopefully, I don't know what happened with him when he went off, but hopefully nothing too bad, and hopefully he's okay, because he's a really important pillar for the squad.
The mental strength as well didn't affect you. You know, when you concede the penalty, doesn't affect you either. When Mo misses the penalty, you just keep striding on.
Yeah, look, I think that's experience. I think the penalty was harsh, but you know, there is contact, and if the ref gives it, then it's not going to get overturned. And you know, I thought Cueve was getting a little bit bored, so I thought may as well give my mate something to do. But you know, obviously, look, disappointed to do that, but. You know, I don't think I made too many mistakes today if I look at my own performance. So thankfully that one never got punished. And then, like you says, managed to dust it off and go again and, you know, finish the game really strong. And like you says, Mo misses the penalty, which he would have been frustrated about. But like you says, he's another experienced player that we just, you know, mistakes happen in football and, you know, these things happen. It's just about how you react. And, you know, I think the whole team reacted really well to the little mistakes that we did make.
Another assist for you as well. You chalk one off for Cody's header.
Yeah, delighted, you know. I think the first one of the season, I think I've had a couple of balls that maybe could have, you know, had a slightly better finishes. So delighted to just see one go in the back of the net. And yeah, like, you know, it's obviously been a big part of my game over the years, and I enjoy that kind of side of the game. And, you know, in such a big game, I was just delighted to kind of see Cody pop up and, you know, put it in the back of the net. So that was a nice feeling. And then, you know, obviously just kind of see out the clean sheet then. And thankfully we've done that.
You mentioned the goalkeeper there before. I mean, this is some record, isn't it? 4 penalties, I think he's faced in the last week or so. Saves 3 of them. And another brilliant performance, makes a save right at the end to keep the clean sheet.
Yeah, look, he's sensational. He's a phenomenal keeper, and we're very blessed. We're very lucky to have, you know, two absolute world class keepers. And you know the world class word gets thrown about quite often and things like that, but I don't think it's wrong to say that Cueve is up there, because any time he comes in, he's, you know, the biggest compliment you can give him. You can't tell that, you know, Alisson's missing, and that's, I believe that Alisson's the best in the world, and if that's the difference, then, you know, it's phenomenal. So Cueve's done unbelievable for us, you know, since Ali's got injured, and obviously Ali's needing fitness, which is great for us. But, you know, Cueve's done exceptionally well, and, you know, whenever he gets called upon, he always steps up, and that's what you need from your goalies, and, you know, thankfully does that.
Any conversations turn to Sunday yet? I mean, that's the perennial side of winners, isn't it? You're probably already thinking about the next one.
Yeah, of course. As soon as the final whistle goes and you're in the change room, all of a sudden recovery starts, preparation starts on Man City game. The coaches are already probably talking about it, knowing them. But, you know, for us players, it's just now all about recovering tonight and trying to get as much sleep as you can, and then tomorrow doing the same. But, you know, already our minds, you know, flipped onto, you know, how important the game is on Sunday. We look forward to another big day at Anfield, and, you know, hopefully we can put in a similar performance than we did tonight, because, you know, I thought every player stepped up, and we're going to need that again come Sunday.
And just finally, the atmosphere. You're going to need that again on Sunday, but it was electric in so many moments here tonight.
Yeah, unbelievable. I think the loudest cheer was when Connor made the big tackle in the first half. But no, look, phenomenal atmosphere. You know, we know these Champions League nights under the lights, they always step up, they always produce. And we're going to need that again Sunday. We need it in every single game. That's the thing. But we know they react off us. So it's up to us to kind of set that tone. It's up to us to create that atmosphere. And if we do that, then, you know, hopefully we can have another special night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, another big night with another big atmosphere and some big performances. The boys were talking about Cueve Kelleher there and his contribution again. So reliable is one word to describe it. Big saves at big moments, often when he's not had too much to do, and he's such a consistent performer now.
Such a calm performer. And that's probably the most excited I've seen him after he made that. When Big Ebu come up to him, maybe that was because of it, but it was totally deserved. You know, you look at the young man, he's been absolutely faultless. And he saves that one again at Southampton. Another ball still goes in the back of net, but he saved the penalty. So his record is quite astonishing. And it is, it's his calmness. You know, you look at our manager and you see the way Kavim just gets on with the game. Nothing phases him at all. And he makes vital stops at vital times. And that's where you rely upon your keeper.
I think he's, for me, I just think he goes about his business just nice and calmly. He knows exactly what his job is. He steps up when he needs to. And if you think about it tonight, he probably, until he got to the penalty, I don't think he's had a proper save to make. So the concentration levels that he must be going through the game, and I think later on as well, they've probably, Real Madrid have had, you know, a little bit of a go at 2-0 up, but he's made another two big saves towards the end as well. But on a day-to-day, when you see him walking around the place, he's so quiet and he just goes about his business.
Well, we have great opportunity, don't we? Because like when we're doing our pre-match in the Premier League games, we're down there on the corner, so we watch him. Oh my goodness, he's so calm. He just thought he's having a kick about in the back garden. He's like that, and he's just so focused. And I think that's one of his best attributes, besides the shot stopping and all these things that go with him, and he's good with his feet. He's just so calm with everybody. And I know being a central defender is, I want that behind me. You know, I played in the best in Ray Clemens, and that's what Clem was. He was your eyes and your ears all the time, nice and cool and calm.
You mentioned earlier Connor Curtis from the academy making a big contribution. Kavina as well, the academy, I know you're part of it, over the course of the last 5, 6, 7 seasons has played such a pivotal role in Liverpool's recent successes.
Just a quick break in today's show to let you know that LFC TV Go is now available as a smart TV app on both Amazon Fire TV and Android TV. You can watch all the latest on-demand and live content directly through your smart television. Whether it's full match replays, post-match analysis, exclusive interviews, or original documentaries that delve into the club's rich history and its achievements. Simply download from your TV's App Store, log in with your registered user details, and get easy access to everything LFC. Anyhow, let's get back to the show.
Well, back to the final part of the show. We'll park talk of tonight's Champions League result for a moment and focus on what comes next, which of course is the return to Premier League action. It is Manchester City who visit Anfield on Sunday. If we look at the top of the Premier League table, it underlines just how important this game could be. Liverpool in a commanding position if they manage to beat City at the weekend. Well, that gap over City grows even bigger. A chance to move, what, 11 points clear of our recent rivals. Jay, it is a huge opportunity. I don't think it's necessarily season-defining, but it would put Liverpool in an amazing position going into it would be the start of December.
I think it'd be in an absolutely incredible position. Again, I think if you asked anybody, would you love to be where we are right now, leading into Man City in the start of December, I think everybody would have bit your hand off. It's been an incredible start of the season. We've loved the ride. We obviously want the ride to keep on going. We want the journey to keep on going forward, winning games. And I think we can go into that game with ultimate confidence. I don't think there's any way to shy from it. I think we can cause a problem here at Anfield. The atmosphere will be electric. You've heard it tonight. When the crowd wants to get up for a big game, they can get up for a big game. They bring the team forward. They drive the team forward. They must give the obviously we've experienced it ourselves, the confidence, if they're singing as loud as they can and they're backing you all the way through tackles, headers, passes, everything, the confidence that gives you as a player and the belief it gives you as a player to go and show what you can do and help the team going forward. But yeah, one to really look forward to, and I don't see why we can't win it.
We mentioned it pre-match, 6 games without a win for City now. They've conceded 17 goals in those 6 games as well. What has happened?
I think that has not just been the last 6 games defensively I'm talking about. This has been, they've been conceding goals since the start of the season. there's something happened where the players, you know, you look at Kyle Walker, who've always been a great admirer, and I can always remember him just looking at Sadio and going, go on, you go down there, you got no chance. And he was literally offering, he did it to Werner on against Tottenham, and he'd gone. These, is there a change in them? Whereas, and it's nice to see them having a, listen, they're still a fantastic side. We have to make sure we are on our best game, because they are having a confidence crisis, and I do think it's a confidence crisis, and we need to tap into that. We need to make sure, and Jay just said it, we're going to be up for it, the crowd are going to be up for it, and we have to make sure we put them to bed and early on taking a grip on the game, because they are fragile, and we have to make sure we take, listen, the real Manchester City could turn up, because they're a fantastic outfit, got great players. We've just been having a look at the lineups and the players who didn't play last night. That is their capabilities. So we have to make sure, and I don't think for one moment that we're going to be complacent. We're going to be at it. And if we're going to be at it like we were tonight, they're in for a hell of a game.
Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? Is the real Man City, want to use that phrase, might very well turn up and be superb. But let's ask the question. Let's see how they deal with pressure. Because in recent games, we saw it against Spurs, saw it against Feyenoord. When things have been cranked up a bit, that composure's going to go on.
I think that's exactly it. I think Liverpool would have to, you know, I'm not telling the boss what to do, but I think Liverpool should go firing out of them, get in the faces straight away. You know, that they are in a lack of confidence moment. Things haven't been going their way. They've had a few injuries, but you know, the players that are coming back from injury, they're probably not going to be up to the full speed of fitness or game speed, if you want to call it that way. Liverpool have to go out there. You know, we're not too sure the side that the manager will pick, but we're on top of our form. We can keep going, we can get in the faces, and we can cause them a lot of problems, and one again to look really look forward to. But we have to take, for me, I think we have to take advantage of the moment that they're in and really capitalise on it.
And the thing is, it's not as if it just moves Liverpool 11 points clear of City. The others have fallen back as well. So it's a commanding gap in the league generally if Liverpool get a result on Sunday.
Yeah, it is. I don't like to think at this moment about, you know, stretching the lead, stretching its performances. And this is a big game. This is an Arsenal game. This is against any of our big opposition. We need to show, and that's what delighted me tonight, how well we played, how well we managed the game, how well we sort of all through all areas it come together. And I was looking and I was going, oh, my goodness, we're a team, more than what I've looked at a lot of the other games that we've played. And I'm going, there's something special there. This is the kind of game where we have to all pull together and make sure fans, the players, that we're at it again. I think if we're at it and they're having this confidence, because Edison was probably passing the ball out from the back, he's probably one of the best. When you have a confidence crisis, you get the jitters, and you do it. And then, absolutely. And that's where they've not been able to score up front. If Haaland doesn't score, they're struggling. Defensively, they concede, and that is their problem.
That is it from today's episode of The Reaction. We'll be back on Sunday with more analysis and interviews as Liverpool host Manchester City. Another massive clash for the Reds at the top of the Premier League. Until then, if you haven't already, then please do give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop. Goodbye.